Minnesota Music Notes, Stories from First Avenue. Nirvana had just come from a studio in Madison, Wisconsin, where the band had hunkered down to record tracks for a second album. But frontman Kurt Cobain's songs were still in embryonic form. They needed time to gestate. So days later, on the night of April 9th, 1990, Nirvana was grinding through two sets at the tiny 7th Street Entry in Minneapolis. One of those clubs you played when you were still moving up in the music world.
Good evening.
That is, if you made it at all. They played Minneapolis before, the Uptown Bar in 1989. On that storied occasion, the band ate a meal at the Uptown, and at some point, Cobain puked outside. It probably had nothing to do with the food.
Check, 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 check.
But this was
check.
A year later, and they were playing tunes from their first album, Bleach, and some in-progress stuff. Breed. And In Bloom. Two songs that would end up on Nirvana's second album, Nevermind. Minnesota Music Notes, Stories from First Avenue, is produced by Ampers, with support from the Minnesota History Center. Presenting First Avenue, Stories of Minnesota's Main Room, an exhibit that celebrates the nightclub that put Minnesota music on the map.